Hi, and welcome to the 5-Minute Business Boost, where you get to choose your 5-Minute Investment. I'm your host, Sam Hicks, and I'll be discussing topics under the headings of business development, marketing, photography, and much more.
Today, I welcome Jess Taylor and Leonie Becker from Sage HR Consulting. Sage HR Consulting simplifies the complex world of employee relations for business owners. Whether you're looking for outsourced HR services, tailored training programs, or upskilling HR professionals, Sage HR provides a fresh perspective on your business needs. Their goal is to help your organization and your people thrive, creating a strong foundation for success and growth. Over the next 3 weeks, with the help of Jess and Leonie from Sage HR Consulting, we are going to explore the essential elements that make successful companies thrive. Now, this is an interesting one. This is the first time I've done a mini series, but this will include 3 topics that the girls have chosen. The first one is creating a strong company culture. The second one is building a performance culture. And the third one is managing underperformance or bad behaviors in the workplace. I think this series will be invaluable, as I'm thinking for businesses and organizations of any shape or size, this will be the go-to for tips and tricks in this HR world that we're in. I look forward to sharing some of their expertise in the world of HR. So, ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sam.
Now, one wild fact about my guests, and oh God, I've got some good ones today. Jess, you have 38 nieces and nephews. I feel tired and excited at all at once just saying that. How do you end up with 38 nieces and nephews?
2 big families, and everyone had a lot of children. So big fun.
I love it. Your Christmases must be wild.
They are unbelievably fun, and it is the longest day ever.
I love it. I love it. And Leonie, now this I did not know about you. And for those who know, Leonie has been on our podcast before. But when I asked you again for an interesting fact, I thought you may not have any, but you do. So you're actually a qualified architect, and you actually run a farm in your spare time with absolutely no farming experience. Nothing like a challenge, Leonie.
Oh, look, you know me, Sam. I love to just sort of, you know, look for something that's a bit different and say, I should be able to do that. Why not? Give it a go.
Oh, my goodness. So anybody listening in today, you might realise I've got a bit of a cold today. So if I say words upside down and the two girls end up in absolute fits of laughter, it's because I've slaughtered the English language in this podcast. But let's get cracking on our first topic. Now, this is creating a strong company culture. So we are diving into one of the most critical factors for long-term business success, and that is creating a strong company culture. Culture shapes the work environment, influences employee satisfaction, and plays a huge role in how a business attracts and retains talent. A strong, positive culture can drive innovation, improve communication, and foster an environment where people are motivated to perform their best. But how do you build and nurture a culture that stands the test of time? What does a healthy company culture look like in practice? And how can leaders cultivate it every day? And we're about to explore that and more over the next 3 episodes. So question 1 to you, ladies, and I think this one is directed to you, Jess. What are the key characteristics of a strong company culture, and how can a business identify what kind of culture it wants to cultivate?
I think the first part is people think that culture just happens, and this is not true. So as the business owner or a leader working within a business, they need to actively design the culture that they want. So to build that, they need to identify their mission, their core values, and their long-term goals, and they need to collaborate on these with their team. So to build the strong company culture, they need to share those values, have open communication, trust, and mutual respect with their teams. And this will help with employee well-being and collaboration within their teams.
Wow. I think you just said what we all think is common sense. Mm-hmm. It's actually good to hear that laid out like that. So Leonie, then can I ask you, how can leaders balance that importance of maintaining a consistent company culture while also adapting to new challenges or changes in the market? Because you know, or both of you ladies know, when you run small businesses and organisations, things change incredibly quickly, some from 1 month to the next. So how do you do that? How do you maintain that culture?
Yeah, it's a really good question, Sam. And I think, you know, for me, the culture is almost the foundation. You know, if you think about building a house, and here goes my architecture background, right? Think about building a house, the foundation stays strong. You can keep changing the stuff up top, right? The frame, the design of the rooms, etc. It's not dissimilar in a business. If the foundation, i.e. the culture, and as Jess explained, you design the culture and it stays strong and a leader stays grounded in the core values, i.e. they walk the talk, then they can be flexible in how the business moves and sort of ebbs and flows with the changes that need to happen. So you can change processes and strategies and you can change the products or services that you're offering. But what we're talking about with the culture is that thing that is inextricably at business. It's the feel, it's the vibe, it's the ways of working and the beliefs that you recruit against, you train against, you develop against, and you know, and that's how you go out to market as well. It flows through to how you go out to market.
Okay, so what are some of the common mistakes that you ladies have seen or of companies make when they're trying to build or improve their culture, and how can they avoid them?
Yeah, look, I think two of the most common mistakes is that the culture can be imposed from the top down, so that real management versus employee type of situation. And then another one is that those owners or managers, they don't lead by example. And so those two mistakes together means that you're not going to be able to design the company culture that you're trying to see within the business. So companies really need to prioritize communication, transparency, and consistent feedback loops with their teams to allow employees to constantly be active participants in shaping the culture of their business together as a team.
Wow. That's, yeah, that's really insightful. So in closing, because this is our little first series coming to a close now, Leonie, have you got one top tip that you're willing to share?
Oh, absolutely. And we'll actually provide some tips that you as well, Sam, that you can pass out to people if you want.
That would be great.
I think the top tip for us is, as Jess mentioned, you've got to lead by example. You know, the leader sets the tone for the rest of the organisation, so it's really crucial that they embody the values, the ways of working and the behaviours, and they're consistent in the way that they manage those. You know that old adage of the behaviour you walk past is the behaviour that you accept? What we find in organisations is that, you know, if underperformance, and we're going to talk about that in a couple of sessions time, but if underperformance or bad behaviour is not picked up straight away, or if, you know, the right behaviours and living the values is not recognised, and there's no consistency in the way leaders do that, that's when we find that we start to get the, you know, the little chinks out of the culture, and it weakens. So lead by example is the number one priority.
That's a really good top tip. Well, thank you so much, ladies. Very insightful already. I've learned a couple of things, which has been really good. And we will chat to our listeners for the second episode. So listeners, tune in for the next episode, which is regarding building a performance culture. Ladies, thank you for today. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to seeing you or hearing you or hearing from you at the next episode.
Awesome, Sam. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Business Boost. For more information, follow me on socials, sign up for my newsie, or check out my website to see how we can work together to reach your small business goals. Remember, anything is possible, especially in the northeast of Victoria. Until next time, cheerio.